look, you only get one opportunity to do something like this, you know? And this is fucking it. After this, I'm a sad old comic on a fucking veranda like that. Oh, yes, I played Cardiff once. So thank you so much, Cardiff. I'm so honoured to be here. Such a fucking great city. We've been looking around and stuff. And fuck, do you ever walk in a room and forget why you walked in there? I've just fucking done that now. It's like when you get halfway up the stairs and you forget why you're going up there, and then it suddenly occurs to you, you're holding all the other passengers up trying to get on the fucking plane. I'm so sorry. We've been walking around, we've been everywhere. We've been down the bay, that was great. They've got fucking fountains down there now. Fuck, get real. Years ago, you were lucky if you got stabbed down there. Fucking hell, you turn up, I got stabbed. Fucking hell, you're lucky, man, I got no limbs. But it is, we've been looking around Cardiff. We were in Cardiff today, and was in Millitz. Some kid trying to buy a knife. I want a knife, man. I want a fucking knife. What do you want it for? Just give me the knife. They're all suspicious in combat shops, but you can go to Debenhams in the kitchen department, get anything. Knives, cleavers, choppers. No one bats an eyelid. The indoor demonstrators might as well do demonstrations for murderers in there. See, that's your jabber. You can jab somebody with that. That's your wieldy about like that. Have you noticed every time there's a murder on the loose, they have that advert pop up from B&Q? This week, hatchets, half price. So that's a shovel, some rope, some duct tape, and a fucking big hammer. You're going to be busy over the weekend. Yeah. Or there's an advert for Purcell, you know, where the wife's sorting out all her husband's washing. And she goes, oil, grass, and bloodstains. Is she not the slightest bit fucking suspicious? You'd ask, wouldn't you? Hey, Trev, who you been rolling about in the grass with? So it is, it's brilliant. And we got chips today. It was in the chip shop, which is great. Why do they put that hot display cabinet along the counter where we stand? You know, you kind of go, oh, I fancy a bit of tsaya. That's where we stand. Excuse me, can I have a tsaya? Fuck it. You know, the cod's in there going, you think you got problems. They wouldn't give you a burning menu to look at in a restaurant. I love restaurants. I like the bit at the end. You know when you ask for the bill, you always go, ah, can I have the bill, please? Can I have the bill, please? What, is it a secret, is it? You didn't sit there all night with your wife, did you? Go, ah, get down, fucking get down! No, drink it under the table, under the fucking table. Why'd you ask for the bill like that? You didn't order it like that, did you? I love the chicken, I love the chicken. Have you got some chips? I'll have some chips. Onion ring. Got some onion ring. I love restaurants. It's like, and that's the thing they always boast about now, isn't it? Restaurants, proper homemade cooking. We do proper. I don't want homemade cooking. That's why I'm here, because I don't like the shit. Oh. And they don't say whose home it is, do they? Could be a mental home, couldn't it? I like it when the waiter asks you if you want Parmesan cheese on your dinner. Yeah, give me essence of puke over me tea. Come on. Parmesan? Yes, please. Mmm, yeah, so much better. Take a dump on it. Take a shit on it. Come and step. And we're staying in a great place. It's a good, like a B&B outside town. I don't know what it is with these old hotels, you know. They're all sort of built on different levels, you know. The bloke showed us to our room. We went this way, Mr. Evans. We go down a couple of steps here, like that. Along here, down, and then we have to go up like that. And then down. Along here, down, and then fucking up again. I'm like, who built this place? Paula Radcliffe. The fire alarm goes off, you die of whiplash. Oh, they're all prepared for a major emergency in the hotel, like a fire. They got an axe behind some glass and a bucket of sand. Well, you need the axe to smash the glass to get it out. And then you put a fire out with an axe. What, chop it out, do you? Chop it. And that sand bucket, everyone just puts their fags out in there. You chuck that on a fire, it's like... Now it's just got the flavour of 20 Bensons.